Hello everyone, it's my pleasure to be here and talk to in front of you. I'm going to talk about reduced precision and scientific computing, and the main concern here is the accuracy and keeping the improvement about the speed up. So many scientific applications, they are highly dependent on the linear algebra computation, and oftenly we are considering FP64 as something accurate. But nowadays we are seeing that many GPUs are providing reduced precision with huge amount of the floating point operation. So we are interested to use that and provide something with good accuracy. The first thing that is coming to the mind about the reduced precision is that start the computation, find the first solution, somehow good quality, and after that start refining that. For that reason, I was reading a paper, and then I was thinking, maybe can I replicate that experiment and see what happened if we forget the initial solution that provided by reduced precision and just use some random numbers as the initial point. I did that, and I got some interesting result. Almost the accuracy for forward error, which means that how we are close to the correct solution, and backward error means how much modification we need in the initial data to reach to the final solution. They were very similar to each other. You can see them here. They have a similar magnitude of order, and in that part even the random initialization is better. And that one is for backward error. A bit little different, but I think we can consider them very close to each other. And about timing, here I have implemented this idea in MATLAB. So it's a simulation, is not real timing, but we have to pay for that. So finding a first solution in reduced precision is costly, is not free. So I'm going back with this idea, okay, we have this possibility with the GPU, how we are able to use that. So the geometric perspective is finding the intersection between hyperplanes to find the solution of the linear system of equation. And how we are implementing that is the classical way that we are seeing in the LAPACK package. First, we have to do the panel factorization, and based on that, we have to use the DTRSM and DGEM. Those two are really good parallel, but the other one, which is panel factorization, is not. Because for keeping the accuracy, every time we have to check the column, finding the maximum value, and reordering the columns. But the rest of them is GEM, and GEM is very good implemented by the GPU. So the idea is that, okay, send the panel factorization to the CPU, and during the performing the trailing update, you can compute this one. So somehow you will go in parallel and get the solution as fast as possible. That idea is very dependent to the sensitivity of the architecture that we are using. If you have a super fast GPU, some slow CPU, and problem in between connection, you are losing the time and the collaboration is not working. So it's better to keep everything inside of the GPU. And here is a test. You can see up to 4 times we can get improvement. So now how we are able to make this part faster, I'm going to talk about the fast life, short life, and normal life. Imagine you are able to live 2 times. The first time, you can see the consequence of your decision, and based on that, for your normal life, you can forget overthinking and just do your life in an easy way. So we are going to use that concept for computation, and instead of doing so just once, do it twice. It's more costly, more data movement, but since we are changing the type of the algorithm, we are able to get more benefit and get it something faster. So first, we are finding the pivot list, and then we are performing the algorithm without pivoting. Because of that concept, we are not looking for the pivot anymore, so we can just perform the panel factorization for the top square part of the panel, and using the TRSM, which is somehow gem, for the rest of that. So we are increasing the possibility to run most of the part in a parallel way. And by reducing to FV16, we are able to load four times more data in the GPU and find the pivot for larger metrics. We are introducing several algorithms. One of them is XPRP, which is using mix of FV32 and FV16. The other one is completely half version, which is HPRP. And the other one is MPF. That two version are applying the pivot list to the whole matrix, but this one just is considering the panel and is just finding the panel, pivot of the panel. So let's see how they are accurate. If we use the PRP for the whole matrix, after some dimension, we can see that we are losing accuracy. For example, for HPRP after 4K, for XPRP, which is mixed, but for whole matrix after 20K. But for MPF, the accuracy that we are obtaining is identical to double precision. And let's see about the timing. Depend on the architecture. Somewhere we are able to improve and somewhere no. For example, for this one, which is belong to the Voltop GPU, we are able to get improvement for small size matrices. That one is for A100. For larger dimension, we are able to get improvement because the type of the cache and architecture completely different. And that one also is related to the RTX 3090. The behavior is similar to the Volta. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
Actually faced a bit early, so there's at least time for one question. Do we have any questions on mixed precision?
No.
How do you think the results might change when you apply your methodology to the fast problem?
I think we can apply that.
Oh.
You are asking me what will happen or how we are able to apply that method to sparse matrices. Sparse matrices are coming from real-world application, and you can see some elements are very large, some of them are very small. So you should consider that to normalize the data before starting this, to keep, avoid having very large, because in FV16, we are not able to keep very large numbers. This is one consideration, and another one is that I think we are able to apply this method to multifrontal matrices because we can consider each part of that matrix as a panel and apply the MPF method over that. Thank you.